Thank you very much, Max, for the kind introduction, and thank you very much for the invitation to be here tonight with you and all of your colleagues who have joined us from across the state. I also want to congratulate you on an outstanding job as the chair of the Iowa Business Council. We'll miss you, but I know you won't be too far away, and know that you certainly share a passion for education in particular, and I'm sure you'll have a thoughtful discussion tonight with your panel. I also want to congratulate Mel Haught and Tom Aller with Alliant for your new leadership roles with the Iowa Business Council. And thanks to the Iowa Business Council and the Iowa Chamber Alliance for your recognition of our lean processing improvements. Both Teresa and I are honored by your recognition and can only tell you that we're committed to doing all we can to find efficiencies in state government. I think the fact that we hit 100 lean events suggests that we are truly interested in partnering with the Iowa Business Council and the private sector to make state government efficient as possible. And I want to say that I'm excited about the opportunity to perhaps do 100 more lean events, and hopefully next time it won't take us 6 years. We can streamline that process too. One area where I've talked to Teresa about implementing lean is related to our flood recovery efforts. We've had about $1.5 billion in federal and state funds that have been secured to date for flood recovery statewide. Those funds are distributed through 12 different entities at the local level. So the money comes either from the state, starts at the state, or from the federal government. Then it goes to either economic development or the Iowa Finance Authority, and then it's distributed to these 12 local entities, these council of governments or entitlement cities, and then it goes out to those businesses and individuals that desperately need it. And we want to make sure that we are getting that money out as quickly and efficiently as possible. So I've asked Teresa to join our flood recovery efforts and to go through a lean process procedure to make sure that we're cutting out any steps that add to the time that it takes to get that money to those individuals and businesses who need it. And while I feel very good about our efforts to date in terms of getting that money distributed, we have perhaps billions more that will have to go out, and we continue to have real challenges across our state. So people are still in desperate need of that, of those funds. So I believe we can partner with you most immediately on that exciting opportunity for the state and for those individuals and those communities that need our help. During his inaugural address, Barack Obama said that the question isn't whether government is too big or too small. The question is, does government work? And I think that's exactly what lean is focused on. We are trying to fundamentally change the way we do business in state government, to continually improve, to harness the creativity of those who know the work best, and to better serve our customers, the people of Iowa. So again, thank you for the award, and we continue to look forward to partnering with you in the future. Now I want to talk to you about the economic and budget challenges our state is facing. And I want to share with all of you the 2010 budget recommendations that I will be making to the legislature on Wednesday morning. As business leaders, you know as well as anyone that our nation is in the midst of an economic recession, which is truly historic in scope. Just this morning, as we got up and turned on the televisions and looked at the news, it was announced that 35,000 additional layoffs will happen across our nation. One day before 9 o'clock this morning, 35,000 jobs will be lost. And that's on top of the millions that have been lost over the last 12 months. The result is an economic recession that is hitting businesses and farms and families across our state and the nation. The recession is having a direct impact on local and state governments too. For example, as we speak, 44 states are either in or headed towards a deficit during the current fiscal year, which ends on June 30th. According to the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities, these deficits total more than $140 billion. As you know, Iowans have been tested by Mother Nature, too. The historic floods and tornadoes of 2008 continue to place additional demands on the services that the state provides. But as Iowans, we're all facing these challenges together. So together, we must accept the reality and share in the sacrifice. As economic conditions and indicators have changed over the past few months, sometimes quickly and dramatically, we've responded in Iowa. As I've said before, my administration has not overreacted or underreacted, but has taken prudent, appropriate steps in order to be fiscally responsible and provide services to those who need them. For example, when the state's revenues fell short of projections last October, I started with my own departments, telling them to cut expenses and unnecessary travel to freeze state hiring. These selective cuts, totaling $40 million, were not easy, but they were the right thing to do. Then on December 22nd of last year, as revenues continued to lag, I invoked my executive authority to make a 1.5% across-the-board cut in our 2009 general fund spending. This cut state spending by an additional $90 million. And in early January, I asked the legislature to immediately reduce spending by $50 million for fiscal year 2009. So in total, we have reduced state spending by $180 million in the past 2 months in order to maintain a balanced budget and keep our fiscal house in order. Here's the good news. Iowa is well positioned to get through this recession. In fact, we're better situated than almost every other state in the nation. We continue to lead the way in renewable energy and green-collar job creation. We have a record $620 million in our cash reserves. We have a AAA bond rating that allows us to do some things that other states might find impossible to do. Our public debt is among the lowest of any state in the nation. And our unemployment rate, while creeping up, remains 2 points below the national average. So while I know our nation's short-term economic future is uncertain, I believe our state's long-term future is bright. Our future will be bright if we use Iowa common sense in planning our budget. When we do, I believe we will emerge from this recession in a better and stronger position to lead. However, given the economic climate, we can't avoid additional cuts in government spending. Simply put, just as families and businesses across the state and around the nation are doing more with less, so too must state government. So on Wednesday, I'll be submitting my fiscal year 2010 budget proposal to the Iowa General Assembly. In this economic climate, it will mean that state government must do more with less. In fact, I will be proposing a budget which spends less than we did in 2008 or 2009. And unlike other states such as New York and California, we're not going to tax our way out of a tight budget. Therefore, my budget proposal for fiscal year 2010 will reflect a 6.5% cut to almost every state department and program. This represents roughly $400 million in additional cuts. My budget recommendation is based on five principles. First, we will reduce state expenditures in response to the national economic downturn in order to comply with state law and balance the budget. Second, we will not raise taxes on Iowa workers during this recession. Third, we will continue our conservative budgeting practices. Fourth, we will maintain our priorities such as early childhood education, teacher pay, Medicaid, public safety, and workforce development. We will do all we can to protect those investments. Fifth and finally, I want to be clear, we will do all we can to make sure that all needed funds are available for our flood recovery efforts statewide. Finally, as I mentioned earlier, Iowa has a record level of cash in its reserves, $620 million. So in order to keep our budget cuts from going even deeper, I am proposing that $200 million be transferred to the general fund from these reserves to help us balance our budget in 2010. This will still leave us with more than $400 million in our cash reserves. So, while the current difficult economic circumstances may not be the fault of Iowans, it is something that we all must face together. We have a history under both Democratic and Republican leadership of balancing our budget and acting appropriately in tough economic times. And we have a strong, talented citizenry who demands that their political leaders pull together to keep Iowa strong. Like most Iowans, I'm both optimistic and confident about what the future holds for our state. We've always met challenges with solutions, problems with answers, and we always will. That's why I've suggested we do all we can during this economic downturn to stimulate our state's economy and create jobs in every corner of the state. Toward that end, I have proposed the creation of the Rebuild Iowa Infrastructure Authority in an effort to stimulate economic growth during this recession, create good private sector jobs, rebuild flood-affected communities, and address unmet infrastructure needs statewide. But when I say infrastructure, I'm not just talking about bridges and roads. I mean all infrastructure, rail, trail, public buildings, water and sewer treatment facilities, the utility grid, and telecommunications too. Infrastructure investment is essential for not only job creation, but for keeping existing jobs in Iowa. The Rebuild Iowa Authority would issue $700 million in bonds paid for with existing gaming revenue to be used for grants and loans to projects across the state. Roughly $200 million in current gaming revenue is set aside annually for infrastructure. We would pay back the bonds over a 20-year period with about $50 million of this $200 million revenue stream per year, which would still leave roughly $150 million per year in additional infrastructure projects. This is the right time to do this. We've earned a AAA bond rating, and I intend to use it. Interest rates are at near lows, and our state has one of the lowest debt levels of any state in the nation. In fact, we're currently ranked 48th in the nation when it comes to our public debt per capita. If we doubled our current debt load, we would still be ranked 48th. Creating the Rebuild Iowa Authority will also allow us to build upon any additional federal infrastructure stimulus or flood recovery funds our state might receive in the future. When fully leveraged, this $700 million investment will lead to billions of dollars of projects to improve and modernize our state's infrastructure. And for every $100 million that we spend on highway construction alone, more than 4,000 new jobs will be created. So while we're cutting back on the day-to-day expenditures of state government, we must be investing in bricks and mortar to create jobs, support businesses, and keep our economy going. And we're in a position to do it without raising taxes. In closing, just as we've locked arms and worked together during last summer's flood fight, we must continue our efforts to rebuild the great state of Iowa by investing in and modernizing our infrastructure. My priorities this year are straightforward, common sense. Let's make government more lean and efficient and cut spending too. We can create jobs through infrastructure investment, and we will do this without raising taxes on hardworking Iowans. Let's take this opportunity to improve the way our government works and delivers services. Let's not be afraid of changing how we do business. Let's create and find efficiencies in government with initiatives like Lean and continue to do all we can to make sure Iowa taxpayers are getting the most for their tax dollar. If and when we do this, I believe we will not only get through this national economic challenge, but we will come together and come out of it stronger and better prepared to lead in the future. Thank you all very much.